My name is Lisa Shockley, and I'm the curator of collections for the Kansas City Museum. We collect the history of Kansas City and the surrounding region. We also have a large Native American collection, clothing collection, that go a bit beyond that. The museum identified two areas in particular the last few years that no one was really collecting or focusing on. And one of those is Nuestra Gerencia, which has to do with the Hispanic community. And the other one is GLAMA, which is the Gay and Lesbian Archives of Mid-America. This tiara that I'm holding is part of the GLAMA collection. This actually was part of a drag queen beauty pageant. And these are some of my favorite things to work with because this time of year, they're very festive and shiny and sparkly and glittery and lots of feathers and sequins, and they're just wow to look at. Our strongest collections would probably be the clothing and textile collection and the Native American collection. And since those are kind of my two areas that I know a lot about, they're kind of my, I won't say they're my favorite children, but sort of. Now here you'll see one of the amulets that's actually still on, that's still on the cradle board. We have a number of these as well. Probably the largest traveling exhibit of Native American material that's kind of legendary among museum people is an exhibit called Sacred Circles that went around in 1977 that the Nelson and the British Museum put on together. And we actually had a number of pieces in that exhibit, including one of our cradle boards, a doll set, which is right here. This was part of the Sacred Circles exhibit. It's a little horse doll with a little lady who rides it and her baby. It's really, really amazing. Yeah, we're not supposed to have favorite children. We do. We all do. We are very, very strong in 1880s, in 1920s, 1950s, and moving up. And that kind of, that also reflects the women over the years who gathered the collection. When the museum started in the 1940s, generally when we get clothing donations, there are people cleaning out their grandparents' clothing or great-grandparents. So you have in the 1940s people cleaning out their grandparents who were young in the 1880s. And we're just now having things being offered to us from the 60s and 70s. We certainly collect all the way up. The most recent clothing that we have, I know we have a dress from 2006. I know we have a pair of boy swimming trunks from 2005. And sometimes people will say, well, why do you collect that? It's not old. Because we're collecting the history of Kansas City, and it will be. And it's a lot easier getting it now than it will be waiting for it, you know, waiting for it down the road.